From the PSIA ASI Satellite Studios in Hood River, Oregon, I'm George Thomas. And Peggy Hiller, we are getting back on track with a check-in from our wonderful director. Peggy, how are you doing?
Great. How are you today, George?
It's absolutely gorgeous. I think we're going to get up into the 70s. I can't believe it. And I've been looking at pictures of Colorado, and my house there has about 4 feet of snow.
Yes. We have recently had some good snow here for the middle of March. So spring weather it is across the country, I guess.
No kidding. It's absolutely beautiful here. And speaking of beautiful, how are you feeling about the news from Interski for 2027?
Yeah, super excited. As many might already know, but we, PSIA ASI, has been awarded the bid to host Interski 2027 in Vail, Colorado. That was decided in mid-December, so we're a little bit late in talking about it on your podcast, but there's a lot still to probably talk about, and maybe folks don't always understand exactly what Interski is. So I'm happy to chat it up because it's super exciting.
You know, it's funny. I was just talking with Matt Boyd last night about his first Interski, which I believe was in 2008. So he's been to a few of them. And I just was saying, what's it like now for you to actually be the host? And there's a lot of feelings there.
Yeah, it's a great, I would say, feather in our cap, if that's okay to say, as well as a great opportunity to host an event that we have been participating in for a really long time, all the way, I think, since back and into the 60s. So the chance for it to come back on U.S. soil, as you may have known, it was here way back when, in 1968 at Aspen, but it's been a long time. It'll be, you know, almost, what, 60 years, I guess, by the time 2027 rolls around that it's been in the U.S. So it's fabulous.
Yeah, I actually was alive when it was here, but it's so exciting to have it coming back. Was there a fairly big, I don't know if competition's the right word, but were other areas really interested in hosting Interski?
Yeah, there's a little backstory here. I don't want to bore anybody too much, but typically, so we just came back from an Interski in 2023 in March. As people might remember, we were in Levi, Finland. It was fabulous. And usually they announce at the Interski prior where the next Interski is. They were set to go at a resort in Austria, but for, I guess, unforeseen circumstances, that fell through. So they did a different process for the selection, in which us vying to have it in the U.S., as well as the Italian Ski Instructor Association put in a bid to host Interski. And instead of selecting it at the Interski prior, which would have been Levi, Finland, we did a virtual vote in mid-December. And there was some back and forth, and I wasn't sure that we would be awarded it, although I felt like I was very proud and felt like we had a great bid put together. We worked very closely with Vail Mountain, Vail Resorts, the town of Vail, for a really strong bid. But all the member associations, all the different countries that roll up into the Interski organization, had to vote, and it was a little nerve-wracking, I'm not going to lie, to sit and wait for the results.
So I don't want to go tread where I shouldn't, but what goes into a bid for something like Interski? What are they looking at? I mean, there's got to be lodging. There's so much behind it, the presentation rooms. I mean, because there's a whole lot of people who are involved with this.
Right. Well, so only the Instructor Association of a member country can put in a bid to host it. So truly this comes through PSIA ASI in our case, but we had, like I said, great partners within the community of Vail, Colorado, as well as the resort and Vail Resorts. So it was real collaborative. We had to do quite a bit of work over the summer and into the early fall to pull together, could we secure appropriate numbers of lodging at appropriate pricing that would be attractive for folks to travel overseas, because we're talking about instructors from other countries, you know, kind of like our national team, the best of the best of other countries coming over, but that's no small expense for those associations. Everybody would be coming from a different continent except for Canada. So the travel expenses are real, and we pulled together lodging prices, lift ticket packages, where the venue would be. We do those demo runs, the runs that happen where the associations are skiing kind of in synchronicity down the hill, where the workshops could be held on mountain, where the lectures could happen inside. So there was a lot of moving parts and pieces, and it will continue to be quite the collaborative effort to actually pull it off. But I have every confidence we're going to host a fabulous Interski.
How many were on your team that put that bid together? Because that is a lot of information that you had to compile.
We had a great team. So let me just count up in my head. At least five or six different entities, and then, of course, us, PSIA ASI. So wow. It was very collaborative.
And how much time did you have to put that together?
Well, we had to submit our kind of first round of the bid towards early October we submitted it, and then we were able to get a little bit of feedback from the Interski Presidium, which is their board, with everything finalized by the end of October. And then I spent a lot of time in the month of November, all the way up until when that vote happened on December 13th, reaching out to all the different associations that comprise Interski. So calling and reaching out to different countries, and trying to at least let people know what we could offer and why. If they supported us, we think it would be great for them. And so there was a little bit of politicking, if you will, that went into it too.
And what was that like? I mean, what was the reception from the other associations around the world? Were most people supportive? Were some people kind of a little pushback?
The beauty of our industry worldwide is that we are guest centric, we are people centric, member centric. So even though I didn't know everybody, we already had a lot of common ground, which was terrific. Then, not surprising, there are different reasons why people maybe have an alliance to one idea over another. And that's not my job to disrupt their alliances. But a lot of the factors came down to Vail is not an inexpensive place. So could the costs and could we provide a valuable Interski so that those associations can come? And that was the biggest hurdle, was to reassure and promote the quality of what Interski 2027 will be, or in Vail, versus also making sure that we can fit the right budgets for everybody. So that was quite a challenge. I will not lie.
And this may be a little out there, but definitely a question I had, is really the credibility of PSIA ASI. The team has been really well received with their message at the last few Interskis, and I just wonder if that had anything to do with the event coming here.
Yeah, I'm so glad you brought that up because that had a lot to do with it. Our great reputation and educational focus and the quality of the participation that we've held at several of the prior Interskis, especially, I don't know, the last several, three, four, five, really helped pave the way for those conversations. There's definitely a high regard for PSIA, ASI, and that's valuable too.
And how is the general public welcome to come to Interski? I'm just wondering if this is going to open up a lot more accessibility to membership here in the United States.
I think there's a lot to figure out there. Watching the demonstrations that happen on snow, whether they be the technical demonstrations that might happen in the morning or those nightly events where we see the great synchronous skiing and riding and kind of the show that way, that would definitely be open to the public. To access the workshops, there will be a credentialing process and a limited number of spots there, and I don't have all the answers as to what that means necessarily for our membership. But I think there could be a lot of different ways to engage, and especially even a few years from now, I'm sort of interested to see what we might be able to do through technology and try to get more exposure for folks. If they can't be there in person. So more to come, lots more to figure out.
Well, Peggy, thank you for taking the time to squeeze in a chat with me today. Anything you want to say in conclusion?
No, just that I'm very proud for PSIA ASI. I also, that the work that our association and then ultimately what rolls into our national team does make a big difference. For us as in the US, and it also getting this Interski venue selection, I think speaks volumes for how we're perceived in the world. So thanks for giving me an opportunity, a platform to talk about it more, because it will be fun and exciting.
Peggy Hiller joining us on First Chair. Thanks so much for taking the time to chat. And from the PSIA ASI Satellite Studios in Hood River, Oregon, I'm George Thomas.